This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Frankie is in Bay Ridge. Talk about those Knicks. What's up, Frankie?
Hey, what's up, boys? How are you?
What's up, dude?
Not much. First of all, before I get to my point, definitely Josh Hart off the bench. I mean, if you guys remember last year, the energy he brought off the bench,
yep.
You know, playing with that second unit, and Deuce is off. Maybe he needs a little Josh Hart with him coming off the bench.
That's interesting.
He
played well the first game. He had three triples, but he's been pretty quiet since. And he's taken a step back this year. There's no way around it.
Yeah. Hey, he got his little contract. Yeah, it was a great contract, but off, but whatever. Let me get to my point. My point is, like desperation, you're saying, Sal. And Sal said desperation, it's human nature. Human nature. What? Okay, and then BT, you kind of agree with it, but I know you really want to, you know, disagree.
No, what are you talking about? Go ahead.
You said the Knicks didn't come out with that desperation backed against the wall. What have the Knicks proven not to come out with that desperation? You know, what? And I don't believe
I'm
that.
Confused. It's Saturday they didn't prove it.
I don't know where you, Frankie, what is your point
I'm
exactly?
I'm confused, Frankie.
Your point is, Sal, you said it's human nature. Mm-hmm. Go back and ask.
No, they said that.
No. I know what you said. Yes, I said it is human nature that if you are up two games to none, you're not playing with the urgency that the Celtics were, who were down 0-2.
How are you not playing with urgency? How?
It's human nature, Frankie. Don't you explain that to you?
How's
it works?
Human nature?
Yeah. Human nature is if the Knicks lose, they still are in a good spot.
If you're good, you're good.
Yeah.
If you're good, you're good. You're coming out playing hard. If you're coming out playing hard, you're coming out playing hard.
Well, Frankie, I'm going to meet you a little. Frankie, I'm going to meet you a little bit here. I'm going to meet you a little bit here. Thanks,
Frankie.
For the
call. Doesn't understand the point clearly.
Well, he doesn't, but I don't think the point applies to everybody. So there are many, and I don't mean like a 1-8 matchup where the team was up 2-0, comes into game 3 and they win. There are certain teams who are just much more locked in, much more focused, a little mentally tougher, maybe a little more physically resilient. Now, my reservations about this group was that I thought last year's team had some more of those characteristics, and I know that those players are gone, although Randall's playing great, and good for him. But I didn't think, because I didn't see it enough this year, that the Knicks had another level or two to go to in that resilience department. And I think Saturday, it proved at least for a day to be right. Now, if they're going to be dogs that we hope that they could be, they come out and they are on fire from the outset tonight. Does anybody absolutely expect that? I'm hopeful. Do we expect it? I don't know. The human nature thing, again, in a broad thought, it sounds good. You're desperate. The other team's desperate. They're going to play harder.
It's a fact.
It's not. But you can't prove that. It's not a fact. It's not provable.
It sounds good on a Hallmark card. It's
not a fact, Sal, because there's been a lot of teams, Sal, who have been in the exact opposite position, but who have more mental and they come out and they do the job, and they don't exhale to the point where they allow the other team's urgency to, like, over, like, it's not, you don't always lose when you're up two games to none.
Oh, no. Nobody said that, nobody said you don't. What I'm saying is a fact that the Celtics needed that game more than the Knicks did.
I agree with that, but
okay,
that doesn't
okay,
mean
but
that
that's,
they're
going to. But that's it.
That's one thing, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to play better.
No, it doesn't.
Okay,
no,
then
no,
I got you. I got you.
All I'm saying is factually, teams who have gone down 0-3 haven't won in the NBA. That's a fact. Fact would say that the team that is down 0-2 has a deeper sense of urgency based on the facts of the surrounding situations, meaning if they lose the game, they are now down 0-3. That's what I'm talking about. Now, it doesn't excuse the Knicks. You would think that every playoff game you should come out with some urgency. Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart and others said, quote, "We did not come out with the same sense of urgency that was needed that the Celtics had because they were down." Those are, like, I didn't say that. They did. All I was saying was you could understand to a certain extent the human nature part of things. When you're up 2-0, there just isn't that sense of urgency that is there when you're down 0-2. I'm not excusing it. I'm not saying I'm agreeing with it.
Yep.
I'm saying it's a fact. Now, does it mean that you're always going to win when you're down?
That's what I thought you were saying.
No. Obviously, no.
Well, I got it, except if you're down 3-0.
Yeah, well,
you can still win game 4. You're not coming back to win the series, as history dictates. So, all right. I think it's more, to me, a Nick thing than a Celtic thing. Because there's no doubt, when you're a champion, you've proven that you answer that bell. That you're resilient. I mean, it's not like, you know, they won every single game last year and route to a championship by 20-something points. There were moments of inflection for that team where they had to dig down deep and find out what their mental prowess was and how together they were. I think it's a greater criticism, a far stronger and worrisome indictment that the Knicks were so reluctant or unable or both to infringe upon the Celtics' clear motivation to change the way the series is going.
Yeah.
Like, everybody knew that the Celtics, they would come out different, like they would be wired differently. The fact that the Knicks came out wired the way they were, that's the bigger problem to me. That's unacceptable.
And I don't even think that that was the case. Like, the caller
said, they got pushed around from the get-go. They weren't ready to play. The Knicks.
The caller just said, if you're good, you're good. I don't think the Knicks are as good as the Celtics. And I think it's easy to say, well, they didn't have as much urgency. And maybe that's the excuse from Brunson and Hart. I don't think that's the reality. I just think the Knicks got destroyed by a team who, at their A game, is far better than the Knicks. If the Knicks don't say that it was because of urgency, then what? Then what's the excuse? The only other thing that you could say if you don't say it's urgency?
We're not good enough. Which pro athlete's never going to say. But don't you think, like, if I'm, though, and I heard this driving in, I'm like, we got to play this, which is really, we did that last hour. So, if I'm a pro athlete, I'm sitting on the stool, I'm getting interviewed by everybody. I don't know. I would be embarrassed, quite frankly. I would almost find a way to make something up than to look at a camera and say, and we just think we got to play with more urgency. We got to play with more physicality. Those are their words, not ours. I mean, we know how they look, so we're able to piece it together. I would do anything in my power to avoid admitting that, because that is an embarrassing thing to admit. You are playing to win a championship. So we can worry about the Knicks' level of talent, which most of us believe was short of a championship this year. If we got to start worrying about their focus and their heart, well, then it's a wrap. But I thought this was positive hour.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't help the callers. Well, I'm trying to be positive.
What the hell happened? I'm trying to get back on the rails
here. I still have hope for tonight. I mean, it doesn't seem like that from the callers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.